If you're running AI in production at a bank, your prompts can't leave the building. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 229. I'm Izzo, here with Boone, and we're diving into something that sounds like marketing fluff, but actually isn't. LangSmart just published the first real P95 benchmarks for on-premises AI gateways.
And they're throwing down a gauntlet to the whole industry with Show Me the P95. Which honestly, as someone who's debugged production systems at 3 a.m., I love that energy.
Right? Because here's why this matters right now. Every Fortune 500 is scrambling to deploy AI, but regulated industries like banking and healthcare can't just pipe their data through OpenAI's API.
They need these AI gateway things that sit in their own data centers, but nobody's publishing real performance numbers. It's all been trust us, it's fast until now.
So LangSmart tested their SmartFlow platform with a Fortune 200 bank and got some wild results. Boone, break down what they actually measured here.
They deployed this thing as a Docker container on basically a laptop, 4 vCPUs, 8 gigs of RAM, and got responses down from 2.2 seconds to 220 milliseconds. That's a 10x speedup.
Hold on, 2.2 seconds to 220 milliseconds? That's not just faster, that's crossing the line from users notice the delay to feels instant.
Exactly. And the P95 latency, meaning 95% of requests finish faster than this, was under 300 milliseconds. For context, most enterprise SLAs want sub 500 millisec, so they're beating that comfortably.
But how does semantic caching actually work? Because this isn't just storing exact query matches, right?
Right. That's the clever bit. Traditional caching is like, if you ask the exact same question, here's the exact same answer. Semantic caching is more like, if you ask a similar question, here's a similar answer that's probably good enough.
So it's doing some kind of similarity matching on the meaning, not just the text string.
Exactly. They're probably using embeddings to represent the semantic meaning of prompts, then doing nearest neighbor search to find cached responses that are close enough. At 0.95 similarity threshold, they got 40 to 50% hit rates.
That hit rate is actually impressive for semantic matching. But Boone, what's the architecture trade-off here? Why can't these banks just use cloud-hosted gateways?
Data sovereignty. When you're a bank processing loan applications, you legally cannot send that data to a third-party cloud service. It has to stay in your network perimeter.
So the whole value prop is, we give you cloud-level performance without your data leaving the building. That's a real product-market fit for regulated industries.
And the fact that they're doing it on such modest hardware is interesting. 4 vCPUs and 8 gigabyte RAM is like, I've got more compute power in my weekend project server.
Which makes me wonder about the competitive landscape. Who else is playing in this on-premises AI gateway space?
That's where their Show Me the P95 challenge gets spicy. They're basically saying all the other vendors are making performance claims without publishing real latency percentiles.
Smart move. It's like when Netflix started publishing their chaos engineering results, suddenly everyone else looked less transparent by comparison.
Right, and P95 latency is what actually matters in production. Average response time means nothing if 5% of your users are waiting forever.
From a go-to-market angle, this feels like they're trying to create a new standard for how enterprise AI infrastructure gets evaluated. Make benchmarks a competitive requirement?
Which is good for buyers, but probably terrifying for competitors who've been hand-waving their performance claims. Now they have to put up actual numbers.
The Docker deployment model is smart, too. It's not some custom appliance you have to rack and stack. Just Docker run, and you're live.
Although I'm curious about the semantic similarity algorithm. 0.95 threshold sounds high. That's pretty strict matching. I wonder what embedding model they're using under the hood.
And how they're handling cache invalidation when models get updated or business logic changes. That's always the hard part with caching systems.
True. Plus, financial workloads are probably more repetitive than general AI usage. Lots of similar loan evaluations or risk assessments. That might inflate their hit rates compared to other industries.
Fair point. But even if you cut their numbers in half, going from 2+ seconds to under 500 milliseconds is still a massive user experience improvement. Definitely. And I'm adding, build a semantic cache for my local LLM setup to the weekend project list. This has me curious about the implementation. So if you want to dig into this yourself, go check out their full benchmarking methodology at langsmart.ai. They published the actual test setup, not just marketing claims. And if your fee